idle it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. The second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line, as usual, in this half hour on Tuesdays, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pigs Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
2 weeks from this Saturday, buddy. It's coming quick.
It is coming fast. I feel like we lost an entire month here this springtime. But yeah, Risk It Fest is coming June 21st.
Now, let me ask you, I've had a lot of people, as I give the live mentions every hour during the show, I text them the website, riskitfest.com is the website. There's also a place there for people to buy their tickets online and also to get some sponsors. I had one gentleman that heard us talking last week, and he said, I want to reach out to Ian personally. I gave him your phone number. I don't know if he reached out to you yet or not, but he definitely wants to be a sponsor. These sponsorships are still available if people want to get involved in the event and get their business exposed, some attention there at the event. People can still do that, Ian?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, and thank you for being a sponsor too, Trucker Randy. The folks that come out and purchase sponsorships, these are the people that allow us to put these events on. I mean, we're looking at spending $10,000 to $15,000 to put this event on. And it's sponsors like you that help us months in advance go out and find the people and opportunities to put together a festival like this. So it's a huge help having sponsors like you and Priceslide and White Birch Outfitters. And there's so many, I can't even begin to list them all off, but it's because of our sponsors that we're able to do these things. Otherwise, we'd have to charge $50-$60 for a ticket to get into one of these events to see Scott Page from Pink Floyd, you know, a comedian of Comedy Central level is going to be here in Gaylord again, Dave Landau. I mean, the dude is so funny, and he's going to come play golf with us on Friday. So
excellent.
Thank you again for being sponsors. And yes, always there are more sponsorships available for sure.
Well, the thing of it is that we're excited about is, like you said, I honestly, with that cash outlay of all the stuff that you're having to pay, you know, for the groups to show up and the comedians and all the other costs to promote it and everything else, you know, it'd probably be closer to $75 or $100 a ticket, and nobody can afford that. So definitely being a sponsor helps. And again, if you want to get a hold of Ian, talk to him directly, just text me Ian, and I'll send you his contact info. You can text him. He'll get back to you as soon as he can. One other thing I did want to mention, too, I've had three people specifically ask me if we were bringing our trailer over. And I said, well, I don't think there's room for it there this year because we haven't got the landscaping done yet. The parking isn't done yet. Do you still think that some people could, or do you think it's impossible to try to get trailers, campers out there this year?
Yeah, I think this year, probably no trailers and campers. I'm hoping next year we've got adjacent property owners that we tried to incentivize this year, but I think just they want to see how popular the festival is going to be and the venue is going to be before they commit to allowing us to use some adjacent property.
Okay.
But I'm very hopeful in the years to come that we will be able to do that. Because there is a lot of really nice property. And again, we're right off the freeway, right off of 27, right next to Otsego Lake. So it just only makes sense to have some camping there.
Absolutely. Yeah, that would be fantastic. Well, we'll continue on with Ian here in the next segment. I got more text messages popping in right now, so we'll get to those. Keep them coming, and we'll continue the conversation. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Short break. We'll be right back.
County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Everybody, welcome back to Into the Show, second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord. Ian, a question about the golf outing. They said they went to the website and they weren't really sure. The foursome is listed there. to be able to purchase a foursome, but the individual wants to go as a single golfer. So he sees the price there, $125 plus the $5 fee for a single golfer. But will they then be put in with other foursomes, people that may too not have a full foursome? He's just not sure logistically. Does he have to get three more guys? How does that work?
I would never turn anybody away that doesn't have a full team. So if we have a single person and two other players, we would team them up. Or a threesome in need of a single player, we would absolutely team them up. I would never, again, never turn anybody away that doesn't have a full team.
Okay, very good. And that is going to be at 12 noon on Friday, the day before the main event?
Yes, absolutely.
And how will that work? Is that going to be a shotgun start, he asks, or will everybody be teeing off from hole number one? How does that plan to lay out at the golf course?
It will be a shotgun start at the Ridge, which is just right up the road from the new restaurant, right there on Old 27, not far.
Okay, very good. Okay, good. The other question that came in, wasn't sure what reserved seating gets versus general admission. Can you explain that to the people?
Yeah, reserved seating is going to be up close, up front to the stage. And then I think we're also going to try and throw in some opportunities for a meet and greet or signature signing, that kind of stuff, in that VIP seating area as well.
Okay, very good. Let's see. Reserve seat will be from 5 p.m. on. So come and go as you please is basically what that is, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, again, folks, the general admission price is down to $29, and the fee is $1.16. So you can get the general admission tickets, $30.16. And again, reserve seating, VIP. There's some additional things that can be done with that as well. So we're excited about this event. We've been talking about it, been promoting it every hour here during the show. And it's getting closer, again, 2 weeks from this Saturday. The event, main event on Saturday, starts at 12 noon, correct?
That is correct, yeah. And we've got a ton of stuff planned. We're doing another beer run, chocolate milk run for the kids, rib eating contest for the adults, mac and cheese eating contest for the kids. Lots of stuff, a few vendors coming to town as well. So as with all of our events, we always try and bring that community feel to everything. And, of course, we are efforting, it may be last minute, but we are efforting an opportunity for all gubernatorial candidates to come to the festival as well. I'm not sure. I'm not hearing great things on some other events about some of these candidates showing up. So we'll see if we're able to pull it off, but I would like to have all gubernatorial candidates, or at least most of them, come up for the day. Whether we can do a small town hall-style meeting or something at some point, that would be great. We do have it built into the schedule, but if we're not able to do it, we'll turn and do something different. But we always try and do anything like this. We always is generally always very patriotic as well. So all of our veteran groups will be there representing as well.
Good deal, good deal. Well, it's lining up well, and I know you're excited about a lot of the entertainment that you guys have lined up. Last week you were mentioning that you were possibly working on another group. Has that come to fruition yet, or are you still working on that one?
We're still working on it. We think we've got exactly who we want. It's a Northern Michigan band, but we're just making sure that they can get their entire band put together for that weekend. So next Tuesday when we talk, I will have that third act in place. I'll be able to announce.
Good, good, good. Another text message. Wanted to know the status of these cases that you're working on and advising folks in other areas as well regarding these solar projects. Any updates on those fronts? What's happening? Anything you can advise and share with people? Because they're hearing about different ones. Again, Sheboygan, I believe, Grant Township up there and some others, yeah. Happening in Emmett and also Presque Isle County.
Yeah, so the quickest update I can give you is that here in Gaylord, our Otsego County lawsuit is... So we are suing the county and we're suing the developer. The developer responded to the complaint. Pretty standard stuff. At first, the county did not respond to the complaint. They have now responded to the complaint. Nothing that's out of the ordinary. It would have been, in my opinion, unordinary for them to not respond to the complaint. So they have now. Again, it's just basically confirming or denying basically some of the quote allegations, if you will.
Sure.
With regards to Sheboygan and the Grant Township proposal up there, we've talked to a few property owners up there, and I think probably what's going to happen is we're going to get involved in Sheboygan County as well. And really, it's going to be the exact same arguments. And ultimately, what's going to happen is we want to try and take these arguments to any of these developments. Because the nice thing, the only good thing in Public Act 233 says that when litigation begins, all development has to stop until all court proceedings are finalized. So here in Otsego County, that solar development, 45th Solar, whatever they're calling it, is dead in the water and cannot be moved forward one inch until our legal matters are all finalized. So that's what we're hoping to export to some of these other counties like Sheboygan, and I know there's ongoing stuff in Presque Isle as well. So anybody that knows of one of these projects that's being just even proposed in your area, let us know, because we can get very proactive and we have the game plan on how to stop these, if that's what your community wants. Not all communities want to stop these.
Yeah.
Some people in the Thumb area really want them, and we have to understand that farmers that have property that's no longer being farmed is land that's been trusted to them from their parents or their grandparents. And they want to try and keep this property in their family, even though it's not being farmed. And these solar developments give them a way to do that. That's exactly what's happening here in Otsego County.
Sure.
4,000 acres that are owned by various property owners basically are saying, we can preserve 2,000 of our acres by leasing 1,200 of our acres to a solar company, and then we can pay the tax bills and the upkeep on the other 2,000 acres so it can keep going to future generations in our families. We've got to understand that there's this really tough rub between, you know, I'm libertarian, so I believe in property rights. You should be able to do what you want to do.
Sure.
So we got to be careful with this, you know, this balance between the two. But I'm on the side of utility scale, wind and solar and batteries, just not good. So anybody else that believes that as well, reach out if you see one of these developments, even just merely being proposed. But if there's an application before your planning commission, definitely let us know. We can handle it.
Yeah, because there's definitely a process that you recommend they go through, which actually sounds like initially when you explain it to people, they're like, I don't want to do that. That doesn't sound right. It goes 180 degrees opposite what you think needs to be done, but it actually keeps it local is the process.
Yeah, pass them local to keep them local. That's the easiest tagline that I'm telling everybody. And again, it does sound counterintuitive, but anybody that wants to challenge them, encourage, like we did in Otsego County, encourage your planning commission to pass them. They don't need to know why necessarily. Just say, hey, we encourage you to pass this development, blah, blah, blah. And then we can turn around and sue the county or township and the developer in the exact same fashion that we're doing here in Otsego County.
Yeah, and keep it local as opposed to the state courts.
Yes, exactly. That's the big thing on that. Nobody wants to go to the court of claims. We just want to stay completely out of there.
Okay, very good. And then lastly, another text message. Wanted to know if for the event, because you've said this already and you've mentioned the milk run, but obviously the age of the kids, what's the age limits that you'd like to ask people? You know, are they going to come with strollers and infants, or would you prefer slightly older children? They want to be accommodating. They can get a babysitter if need be, but that was a question they had.
Well, I will tell you, the entire event is family friendly, including the comedian's Dave Landau's set. He's got a family friendly set that he's doing. Generally what we say is, you know, around that 12 years old and up mark. But that's not a hard line for sure. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody comes out and their 8-year old wants to join in the chocolate milk run, heck yeah, we'll definitely include that. But it is developed and designed to be a family friendly event.
Okay, very good. And then lastly, I plan to be broadcasting from the location on Friday before the golf outing. If you guys want to sign up to be a single golfer, I haven't organized an actual foursome yet. I'm working on it, trying to get three other guys to join me. If you'd like to be part of my foursome, send me a text message and we'll purchase a foursome here on the website. And then you guys can just reimburse me at the event. If not, if I don't get three other golfers, I'm going to sign up as a single and hopefully we can play together. But if you're interested in being part of my foursome, send me a text message and we'll get that purchase online. And then we can golf together on Friday right after the show and then head on back over. Now, what's the plan after the golf outing? Well, those folks that participate in the outing, what's your plan as far as them coming back to the location, to the South location?
Yes, we'll have a few awards to hand out. Proximity, so like closest to the pin, longest drive, those kinds of things. And Dave Landau is going to be out on the golf course with us, so he has then agreed to come back to the restaurant and do kind of a little after party meet and greet, and then we'll be handing out awards and everything at the restaurant after that. And that's the nice thing about doing this at noontime. It's not super early. It's not really late. So everything, you know, what we're finding is a lot of people are saying, great, you know, I can take a half a day of paid time off. Right. And then I've got, you know, a nice long weekend with the golf outing and then the festival the next day. So it's turning out to be a really fun day with the golf and then, of course, with the festival the next day. So anybody that has the time, please come and join us for one or both of those events. It's guaranteed to be a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, text me golf if you want to be part of my foursome, and we'll get that put together. Again, just text me golf. I put it in the phone already, and I'll send you a link directly back to the website, riskitfest.com. You can go down and see tickets, individuals, reserve seating, VIP, foursome for the golf outing, single golfers, all the information's there. And one last thing I did want to ask you, Ian, before I let you go, the event on the flyer does say that you're going to do a fireworks display. Is that something that's going to be done right there at the location, or is that at a neighboring property? Where exactly you're going to be shooting the fireworks off?
The plan is to do it right from the property right there.
Oh, okay. So bring your lawn chairs maybe and sit outside from underneath the pavilion and check it out. One other question. Do we have any restrictions with music and all the things that are going on? What kind of limitations do we have regarding noise ordinances out there at the new location? Is that going to be an issue? That was one of the text messages I got.
That's a great question, and that's, you know, the juxtaposition of being downtown versus our new location. We virtually have no ordinances to worry about out there. So versus downtown, we have to have everything shut down by 10 o'clock. At the new location, we plan to end everything around between 10 and 11 o'clock, given everything plus fireworks. So there really is no noise, sound ordinances, light ordinances, none of that stuff that we have to worry about at the new location. Doesn't mean we're going to be partying until 2 o'clock in the morning necessarily, but we just don't have to worry about the stuff that we have to worry about downtown.
Right. Very good. Got a text message about somebody wanting to get a hold of you from Sheboygan regarding the solar issue. So I'll send you his contact, send him a text message, and he'll get back to you when he can. So
please do.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you soon.
As always, thank you.
Finally, our news break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.